Hey, this is Molly. If you're just joining us, my best pal Max and I were recruited by Max's Aunt Murgatroyd to be part of a secret order of problem solvers. Since then, we've time traveled to ancient Egypt, Istanbul, and the International Space Station. We've solved problems with Pythagoras and Mark Twain. But now things have taken a crazy turn. First, we discovered a bunch of clues left by our enemy, the troublesome trolls. Then, we discovered our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, was also a troll. And then we uncovered a troll plot to uninvent ice cream. That might sound like a lot for a couple of middle schoolers to deal with, but hey, it's all part of the job when you're a problem solver. These are Mysteries About True Histories. Aunt Em, Mr. Conklin!
Aunt Em, Mr. Conklin. What kind of riddle is that?
No! I see Aunt Em with Mr. Conklin. And lots of trolls. They're gathered around the time machine! And now they're gone!
No!
I can't believe we didn't catch them.
They're like totally gone, gone.
Ah.
This is the worst.
Guys,
what are we gonna do now? The trolls have my Aunt Murgatroyd.
And our time machine.
Guys.
What?
Listen, I'm sorry that our math teacher escaped through time with your kidnapped aunt, and after we traveled 1,000 years into the past to ancient Thailand.
Wow, there's a sentence you probably never thought you'd say out loud.
But freaking out about it isn't gonna help.
What? Am I supposed to be happy about it?
Hey, this hasn't exactly been a great day for us either.
Whatever, Katrina. I still don't trust you.
I'm just saying yelling and screaming isn't going to solve the problem.
Then what will?
For starters, we're going to have to work together here. If not for your aunt, then for us. I'd actually like to get home today.
Me too. I'm supposed to get my nails done with my mom today. Can't we just hop into the machine and go back to our own time?
Ugh. No, Katrina. We're not going back without Aunt Em. There's something bigger than us and our nails going on here.
Agreed. We have to rescue her.
Well, I just want to go home.
Katrina, I get it. I do. Let's try to be nice and get along. It's hard to believe, but Brad is right. We all need to work together. But I promise you, after we save Aunt Em, I'll get us all back home safe and sound and in time for your nail appointment. It's what we do.
Oh, wow. That is just...
Molly, come on. That includes you. After all, we're...
problem solvers.
Exactly. And what do problem solvers do?
Solve problems.
Exactly. And now we've got a doozy of a problem to solve. And it's going to take all of us to solve it. What do you all say?
I'm in.
Whatever you say, Max.
Great! Anyone got any ideas?
We can start with this clue your aunt left.
Clue? What clue?
This folded piece of paper I found in the ground with the letter M on it.
No way! What does it say?
Wow, she has super good handwriting. Looks like a printer did this.
Come on, Brad. TikTok. You do know how to read, right?
Haha, very funny. It says, I'm heading across. Tick off the following. Paintings admire legendary artist. Zealously, Zanny outfits vivify every color, creating harmonious ideas. Optimism soars. 12, 57, 04, 32. I can read, but I have no idea what I just read.
That's it, Murgatroyd. It takes practice to figure it out.
I'm heading across. Tick off the following.
Wow. Your aunt is not making this easy.
No, she's not.
What?
Sorry. It sounded like you said she's snot.
Ha! I mean, grow up, Brad.
Maybe the clue is talking about... what is it called? Art about the ocean?
Art about the ocean?
Oh, you mean like surf art?
Now what? What's so funny?
Surf art.
It sounds like surf art.
Sir Fart stinks.
Wow. That is just... We're never getting home, are we?
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing.
You know, as ridiculous as it sounds, these two might be onto something.
Oh, they're definitely on something.
Yeah, Sir Fart fumes.
Forget him. Look at that clue again. I'm heading across. Tick off the following. Paintings admire legendary artists. Zealously zany outfits vivify every color. Creating harmonious ideas, optimism soars. 12-57-04-32.
And?
Run the words together. I'm heading across, tick off the following. Acrostic. An acrostic puzzle is where you take the first letter of each word to create a new word.
Whoa! Molly, nice! Read it again slowly.
Paintings admire legendary artists. Zealously zany outfits vivify every color. Creating harmonious ideas, optimism soars. 12-57-04-32.
Okay, that gives us PALAZZOVECCHIO. 1503.
Oh, the Palazzo Vecchio in Florence, Italy. It's a famous building. We stopped there on a family vacation to Europe when I was 8. I think 1503 is when some Renaissance guys painted it or something.
Well, lords and ladies, looks like we're heading to a real live Ren fair.
Can Sir Fart come too?
It's not funny anymore.
Wow, Florence is so pretty,
right? It looks pretty much the same as when I visited.
Stupido, lo stupido, tu faccia brutto, pasta sciuscia.
Sounds the same too. It's coming from inside the palazzo.
What are you doing? I cannot believe it.
Shut up on your face.
You are crazy.
Who are these guys?
They look familiar, like I should know them.
What's with the tiny dresses and tights?
Those aren't dresses, Brad. They're called tunics. It's what men wore at this time.
And they look familiar because I'm pretty sure they're Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo.
That's right. I remember reading how the one time they worked opposite each other was when they each painted a mural in the palazzo here.
He shouldn't be painting a mural on a pizza, let alone the palazzo.
Por favore, are your feelings still hurt? I mocked that cruddy horse statue you made in Milan? Or should I say, attempted to make?
Get off my wall.
Your wall? That's my wall to paint on.
No, it's mine. Don Medici promised me the biggest wall, which is obviously the rectangle and not that weird arched square.
Hello? Scusami, per favore.
Si?
Have either of you legendary artists seen a man in his 30s and an older woman come through here?
The only thing I've seen is that David statue this guy made. Could you carve those freakishly large hands any bigger? By the way, do you know who is deciding where the city puts it? Me! David in the dump has a nice ring to it.
Please, you put the moon in the Mona Lisa. Look, you even bring your poor model with you. No wonder she never smiles. But no, we haven't seen anyone.
I see. And what's that little room up those stairs over there?
That's my studio, where I keep my science experiments.
That's right. Da Vinci was an amazing inventor in addition to being an artist. He made plans for a helicopter, scuba gear, a tank, even a robot.
Yes, I am quite amazing. Also, how do you know all that?
Lucky guess?
Any chance we could check out your studio? We're super interested to see what's in there.
Or who's in there.
Yes, but no.
Oh?
Yes, you could go up. But no, because the door is locked, and I lost the key.
Oh, no.
Open up! My aunt could be in there.
It won't open, Amici. Don't panic. We haven't heard anything up there all day. Besides, my friend Niccolo is on his way over with my spare set as we speak.
Niccolo? Niccolo Machiavelli? I don't trust that guy.
Trust him or not, we'll have to wait for him to get here. Until he does, I'm going to start working on the bigger wall.
Hey!
Not that two great artists need my help, but have you measured the walls?
Well, not exactly. No.
Okay, to find out which wall is bigger, we need to find the area of each. The rectangle should be pretty straightforward. That's just length times width.
It's 10 feet long.
And 8 feet wide.
10 times 8 is 80. 80 square feet, simple.
The arch square is a little trickier. It's like a square with a half circle on top.
The square has a side length of 8 feet. On top of the square, the half circle has a diameter equal to the length of the side of the square.
So 8 feet.
Right. So if we find the area of the square, we can add to it the area of the half circle.
Easy enough. The area of the square is just length times width, like the rectangle. So 8 times 8, which is 64 square feet.
And the half circle area?
Give me a second.
Well, the area of the circle is pi times the radius squared. We find that and cut it in half.
I knew that.
I'm sure you did. So it's pi times the radius. The radius is half the diameter.
If the diameter is 8 feet, then half is 4.
Yep, but it's pi times radius squared. To square a number, you need to multiply it by itself.
So 4 times 4 equals 16.
Right, and 16 times pi, which we can shorten to 3.14, equals
50.24.
That's right.
I know.
Anyway, 50.24 equals the area for the whole circle. For half that circle, we divide 50.24 by 2 and get
25.12 square feet. And 25.12 plus 64 is 89.12 square feet.
Whoa! So that means if Leonardo wants the bigger surface, he should take the arc square while Michelangelo gets the rectangle wall.
I think I'd rather have the rectangle.
Fine, take it.
Problem solved. Max, do you think that's why your aunt wanted us to come here?
Maybe. Either way, we should get going.
Signora.
Who, me?
See, let me ask you. Can you guess why I wanted a rectangle, even though it's technically smaller?
No.
Because it lends itself to create a vanishing point.
Is that like a magic trick?
More of an illusion. A vanishing point in a painting is where parallel lines appear to converge in the distance, creating the illusion of depth.
Mr. Da Vinci, I'm sorry, but I don't understand what that has to do with...
Signora, per favor, perspective is a most subtle discovery in mathematical studies, for by means of lines it causes to appear distant that which is near, and large that which is small. Everything looks better with the right perspective.
Leo's right. It gives you depth, balance, connecting everything.
That's good and all, but I'm not sure what it has to do with us finding his aunt.
Yeah. Time's a-wasting.
Hold up. I think I get it.
Seriously?
We can rush off, but we won't know what we're looking for. We need to gain perspective so it becomes clear. We need to find our vanishing point to put everything in order.
Dang. Brad goes deep.
So how do we find our vanishing point?
That's for you to figure out. Personally, I like to look in the exact center. Now, to find the exact center of this rectangle.
Take two strings, go from one corner to the opposite. Where they meet would be the center.
See, but we don't have any string.
We could math it out. Think of the wall as a giant grid. To find the center of the rectangle, divide the length and the width by 2.
All right, let's start with the length. What's half of 10?
5.
And the width?
Half of 8 is 4.
So if we measure over and up from the bottom of the wall, the coordinates of the center of the rectangle are...
5 feet over and 4 feet up.
Exactly. Let me mark it off.
Watch this.
I have to kneel down to do this. Oh, no, my tights. Hey, that's not funny. Well, maybe a little funny.
Hey, look! Even Mona Lisa's smiling.
What? Mona Lisa? You're smiling? Oh, don't move. That's what I've been waiting for.
Hello, Leo?
Hey, Machiavelli, perfect timing. I need you to unlock the studio. These kids want to take a look.
We need to see if our aunt came through there.
Si. Un momento.
Mamma mia, what was that?
I think I know. Look, there's a troll time machine up here.
Conklin!
Where's my aunt?
Look who it is. Sorry, kiddos. I already sent your aunt on ahead.
What are you doing here?
Just modifying this time machine based on the one you so graciously lent us. Da Vinci's lab was a big help. Now it only needs 2 people to operate it.
Well, I only see 1 of you. Looks like you aren't going anywhere. You gonna spill the beans on where our aunt is?
Am I? I don't think so. Come on, Katrina.
What?
Katrina, turn the switch for me. I know you want to go home. These aren't your friends. Come on.
Katrina, no!
I've seen you all together. I know you don't like each other. Katrina, you don't have to be involved in their adventure. They don't even know when they're going to get you home. Or if they even can.
Katrina, please, don't.
Well...
Forget it, Mr. Conklin. You're wrong. These are my friends, and we're in this together. Looks like you're the one who isn't going anywhere.
Yes!
Nice going, Kay. I gotcha, Mal.
Ha! Don't be so sure about that. Machiavelli, today's your day.
Niccolo, no! We worked together for the Medicis. Why are you working with him?
Because it is better to be feared than loved, Leo. And what can inspire more fear than a time traveler?
Hit it!
And they're gone. Again.
At least the machine's still here.
I'm so sorry I doubted you, Katrina.
It's cool. I mean, I get it. I just feel bad they got away with Max's aunt.
They haven't gotten away just yet.
What do you mean?
Look at the machine. I think I found their vanishing point.
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Adam Markowitz and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Caitlin Gard, Cooper Alexander, Mike Praviti, Taya Garland, Jonathan Regeer, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.